reading this morning from Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 says, "We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." The things we've heard, what God's Word says, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect or disregard so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him?" We ought to give earnest or serious heed to the things we've heard, what God's Word says. Now, what any man or woman says is of no eternal consequence, and you may accept it or reject it, but not God's Word, which we call the Bible. And the Bible primarily speaks of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, the Son of God is the subject of God's Word, because Jesus Christ is the way. He said this in the Gospel of John, "I am the way, the only way to get to God." The truth of who God is, of what He is like, the truth of salvation. "I am the life," Christ said. Eternal life is in the Son. Who He is and what He did and what He does and where He is now. Life is to be in Him and like Him. Now let's look at what the Word of God says in Hebrews 1 about the Son of God. Chapter 1, before He said we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, before that He said in verse 1 of chapter 1, God, who at sundry times and in different manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet. God used to speak to men by men, which were called prophets. Moses, Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and on. Men spoke, but it was God speaking through them. And what they said basically was this. They said, God is holy, God is just, God is righteous, God is to be feared. Repent. Bow. We must have a sacrifice, they said. We must have a blood atonement. We must have a mediator to come to God. We must have someone to speak for us to God and speak to us for God. And that is the Christ. The Christ is all of those things. The Lamb of God, the mediator between God and men. And the prophets bore witness of Christ. That's what Christ said. He said, Moses wrote of me. He said, the prophets bear witness of me. The whole Old Testament basically says this. Someone is coming. Someone we need. Someone we must heed what He said. Someone we must listen to. Someone from God Himself. Expressly from the presence of God. Someone we must listen to, believe, trust. Verse 2 says, "So God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son." All God has to say to sinful man now is what Jesus Christ said and what Jesus Christ gave His apostles to say. All that the apostles said is what Christ said, told them to say. Now, I heard a false prophet the other day on TV say this. He said, God still speaks in dreams and visions. No, He doesn't. No, He does not. The book is finished. God's Word is finished. There's no need for dreams and visions. We have the first and last word on every subject. We have the completed revelation of God's Word. This is why there are no more prophets today, because Jesus Christ was the last prophet. He's that prophet. All that God says or has to say was completely said when Jesus Christ said it. And now all we need to do is hear the Word of God, the written Word of God preached. God has spoken unto us by His Son. When Jesus Christ spoke, it was God speaking, not a mere man. And that's why the apostle said in chapter 2, we'd better give the more earnest heed because of who it was that spoke and who it is really that is speaking. I hear people speak of Jesus and quote Jesus as if he were just another good man, a wise man perhaps, but just a man. I hear them speak of him and things he did and things he said as if he were just a man like Buddha, Confucius, Mohammed, that we can take or leave what he said, or we can say what he said and refer to what he said as if it was just a man that was speaking. No. Verse 2 here of Hebrews 1 says, God hath spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, or that is, the owner, the Lord, the Master, the Judge. And he goes on to say, by whom also God made the world. Wait a minute now. He's talking about this one, this Jesus Christ, as if He were the Creator, as if He made the world like God. He did. Read the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and 2 for yourself. Read John's Gospel, chapter 1, the first few verses for yourself. You'll see. You'll read how that Jesus Christ made everything as God. Well, verse 3 goes on to say, who, or that is Christ, being the brightness of His, or God's glory, and the express image of His person. The invisible God. Listen, God, whom no man hath seen nor can see. Men have seen Him. His name was Jesus Christ. The invisible God took on an image. That's what this says here, verse 3. The express image of God's person. The only image God ever took or ever will take was the image of Jesus Christ. The only bodily appearance of God to mankind is Jesus Christ. That's the reason the Colossians says that in Him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And it says here in verse 3 that He upholds all things by the word of His power. This passage of Scripture leaves no doubt who Jesus Christ is. And in verse 3, it goes on to say, when He had by Himself purged our sin. Or that is, Jesus Christ by Himself, without man's help, without the cooperation or help of man, without anyone's help, without man's help, without Mary's help, by Himself. Salvation's of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a work between God and men. Oh, no. When He had by Himself purged our sins, or that is, the sins of God's people, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. And verse 4 says, being made so much better than the angels, that word made means declared, ordained, set up as so much better than even angels. Angels, which were high and lofty creatures, angelic creatures. He says here in verse 4 that He hath a more excellent name than an angel. Verse 5 declares His name. Unto which of the angels did He say at any time, Thou art my Son? Well, that's what He said to Jesus Christ. This is my Son, the Son of God. But wait a minute now. not just the Son, like we may be called the Son of our Father, or like we as believers may be called the Son of God. Oh, no, now, He's much more than that. Verse 6 says this. Read on with me. Verse 6 says again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, Jesus Christ, the first begotten, it says, let the angels of God worship Him. God tells the angels to worship this man. My, my, He must be more than a man. In verse 7, and the angels, He said, who maketh His angels spirits, His ministers a flame of fire. In verse 8, He says, unto the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. God says to the Son, thy throne, O God. And He calls it His kingdom. Oh my. Jesus Christ must be more than a mere man. He is. He is God Almighty. He is God manifest in the flesh. The Son is also the Father. That's what the prophet said. Isaiah said, a child is born, yes, but the Son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, most do not believe that Jesus Christ is God, because they cannot understand how a man can be God, or God become a man. How the Son can be the Father and still be the Son. But it is so. You just heard me quote Isaiah 9:6. And Christ said so Himself. He said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. He said, if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins. That's John 8:24. And so all who claim to worship God, worship Jehovah, they better worship the Son as they do the Father. They better honor the Son as they do the Father. They better worship Jesus Christ as if He were God, because He is. If they do not, they will be damned. And yet, there are three distinct persons in the Godhead. Father, the Son, or the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. They're equal and the same. They're all God. Now, we're not required to understand this, but to believe it. Believe Him, the Son of God. Because He's the only manifestation or word or spoken and fleshly word of God, Jesus Christ, of whom God says in verse 9 here of Hebrews 1 that He's been anointed or appointed with the oil of gladness above all His fellows. There's a man on the throne of God, the God-man, Jesus Christ. Verse 10 says, who laid the foundation of the earth, the heavens are the work of His hand. Jesus Christ made the world. And it says He's going to fold them up like a used vesture or garment, verses 11 and 12. But Christ lives forever. And He says He's on the throne right now. And so, He said, this is the one of whom the Scriptures speak, and this is the one who spoke. And this is why we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard. Because of who it was that came and what He said. We better listen. Better not let it slide. Because God walked this planet and said some things. Well, if you would like this message on cassette tape, write to us. We'll send it to you free of charge. Until next Sunday. Good night.